Good afternoon, Lisa. This is Wendy Williams. Hope you're doing great today.
Hey, Wendy, I am. Thank you.
Thank you. We're glad to have you, and you are Lisa McKenzie from Edward Jones.
That is correct.
All right. Well, Lisa, we understand you're going to give us some information on women's finances.
Yes,
that
is correct.
Okay.
We have done a recent survey, over 1,000 women, and I already knew this. I mean, being a woman myself and just talking to women over the years, but this survey really showed that 66% of the women we surveyed have never spoken to a financial advisor. But yet, you know, they say they're confident. So what we're finding is there's a big disconnect in what they know to do versus what they're actually doing.
This is a great subject with me being a woman as well. I'm a single woman, so I'm having to do it all on my own. So this is great for me as well, as I know all of our WTSB listeners, and we want to just thank you. And we're going to turn the floor over to you. You talk to us and tell us whatever it is you need to tell us.
Okay. Well, thank you, Wendy. I appreciate that. So, you know, really what we're seeing is that as women, they tend to focus on short-term, immediate, family-related priorities. So if you think about, you know, the dynamics of family, whether it's, you know, parents or, you know, grown children or other things, it seems that women tend to focus more on those short-term priorities instead of really putting a focus on the long-term financial goals and putting a strategy in place for that. And so, you know, we think that it's a dire emergency that women need to act now. And, you know, it can be overwhelming to think about all the goals, you know, we're trying to balance and plan, and you're helping family and you're saving for different events. But the retirement goal is huge. And of the 1,000 women that we surveyed, only 25% say that retirement is a top priority for them in the next 3 to 5 years. Well, that is a major issue because, as you know, I think most people probably would know, or we would hope, that a lot of companies are not offering those pensions anymore. And so it's really upon ourselves to save and be prepared for retirement. So there's going to be an income gap. You know, if women continue to put that big, huge, important need or goal on the back burner because of all the other things that they've got going on, there's going to be an income gap. And so we see that as a big issue that women need to act now and get motivated.
That is great. Now tell us what we should do to get motivated. Tell us a step. What's the first step we should take?
Well, absolutely. I think for women, we need to take the time to think about our goals and prioritize what are the things that we want to accomplish. And it can be overwhelming, and we don't have to accomplish everything at one time, but we have to get started and not putting that back on the back burner. You know, really take the time to plan and put a strategy in place and start today. And the retirement planning it needs to be at the top of the list, because time in the market and the compounding effect of what your money can do is huge. And so the longer you wait, there's going to be, you know, a bigger shortage in that money. So women may have to work longer than what they want to. And so we really think that the urgency is sitting down. And the best way for them to do that is to reach out to a financial advisor and let them help you create that plan. You know, put strategies in place, build an appropriate portfolio that can help you meet those goals.
That's some great advice right there. So we need to set some goals,
yes,
prioritize our goals, get started with it, and we should put a strategy in place for retirement, and that should be at the top of the list of our goals. Is that correct?
That is absolutely right. And I would just add one thing. You know, there's all kinds of research out there about women and, you know, stats on wage. Recent report that I came across from Business Insider showed, it talked about the gender wage gap, and that today a full-time average woman working earns about 80 cents to every dollar that her male counterpart makes. So not only is there a gap there still in the earnings, you know, women have to do more with less. And so it's even more of an urgency for them to get started and have a plan to be prepared.
That is a great point there with the gender wage gap. And women make less, and you'd think with the day and time that we're living in, that wouldn't be the case. However, it is, which some of the jobs, you know, are understandable, but across the board, it seems like there is a wage gap there. And so you suggest researching some of that and putting that in place as well.
Absolutely. I think it has come a long way, but there's still work to do. And I think as women, you know, we've got the gap still in our wage earnings. We have women are living longer, you know, typically. You see that. And so when you add both of those together and the fact that women also put all these other moving priorities in front of that long-term saving need, they're really not doing themselves any favors. So they have got to make themselves a priority and just figure out what their top goals are, including their retirement goals, and have a plan. And they can reach out to a financial advisor to help them, to educate them, to keep them on track along the way.
That sounds great. Now, one of the other members here, we were talking this afternoon, you know, Social Security benefits will come to us at a later age in life, but there's not a guarantee that the Social Security will still be around. So that's a little bit scary there to maybe only be looking at living off your Social Security, because we both know, everyone knows, that it's very rare that you will be able to live off of your Social Security benefits.
That's right, Wendy. You know, Social Security is a part of the income that should be there. We're not sure quite how that might look, but it is absolutely on each individual to come up with a plan. You know, based on the type of retirement that you want, based on the age that you would like to retire, then there is a dollar amount that needs to go with it, and that's your retirement bucket. Mm-hmm. And the Social Security alone, in most cases, is not going to be sufficient. And again, earlier I mentioned, you know, most companies are not offering pensions. Therefore, you absolutely have to start saving money. And the sooner you can start, the better, you know, because of time in the market and the compounding effect, that you won't have to save as much if you can start much sooner.
Well, let's get an example here. Say we have a 50-year old woman and has no retirement but wants to get started, doesn't make a lot of income right now. What would you suggest that they could start with, and maybe a dollar amount on that?
Well, as far as dollar amounts, it is individual. So each person, based on their goals, based on what time of retirement they want to have, you know, what retirement looks like for Wendy is going to be different than maybe what retirement looks like for me or my children. So, you know, the first thing, no matter what age, is get a plan. And that may be, if you're not confident enough to come up with that plan, you know, again, meet with a financial advisor. And together, you can sit down and say, these are the priorities, my goals, and then where are you today based on, you know, your income and based on what age you would like to retire. And from there, a plan can be put into place. And even if you're limited, starting somewhere with any dollar amount is more important than doing nothing. So that will help. So again, the dollar amount is going to vary based on the individuals and their cash flow and what their goals are. But again, a plan can be put in place to help people get started at any age. But we urge everybody, especially women, to get started right away and don't keep putting this goal on the back burner.
Sounds great. Now, you mentioned the reach out to a financial advisor. Now, if we needed to set up an appointment with a financial advisor, just say maybe you at your Edward Jones office, what would it cost for our initial meeting? Is there a cost or what does that do?
No, Wendy, thank you for asking. A lot of people wonder, and I think that may be a deterrent because they don't know. But when you meet for a consultation with Edward Jones, there's no cost for the initial meeting to assess where you are. And depending on the plan, depending on the investments, then any fees or costs associated with that would be discussed at that time.
Well, great. Yes, that's probably a lot of that's holding people back because they didn't know. So we've educated those out there today, and that is great. So consultation is free, so it can't hurt anything.
That's
we
right.
can get this going, do the goals, do the prioritize, but reach out to a financial advisor would be the best thing to get started with.
Absolutely. Get started today. That is the main message, is start where you are, reach out to a financial advisor, and review where you are so you can have a plan to be prepared for retirement.
Well, thank you, Lisa, for this interview this afternoon. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
I can't think of anything at this time, Wendy. I thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing the message. It is definitely an important message that the women need to hear. I mean, everyone needs to do the same message as far as planning and investing. But women in particular, because of that disconnect, they're not taking that step. Even though they know that's what they need to do, that is the main message that we want them to hear, is get started today and stop putting yourself on the back burner, and so you can be prepared for the type of retirement that you would like to have.
That's great. Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us today. It was my pleasure speaking with you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. All right. That was Lisa McKenzie of